This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025, via video conferencing, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience in development. He underscored the vulnerability of coastal regions and islands to natural disasters and climate change.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states, resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security, and early warning systems are being built.
The Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the presence of representatives from the Pacific Indian Ocean and Caribbean regions and welcomed the African Union's participation in the coalition. He stressed on the importance of integrating disaster resilience courses, modules and skill development programs into higher education. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that making India a developed country depends on improving farming and making farmers more prosperous. He encouraged farmers to make the most of the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan by listening to scientists and using their advice to improve their work. He was speaking at a program in Sihor in Madhya Pradesh today.
विकसित भारत के लिए विकसित खेती और समृद्ध किसान यह हमारा संकल्प है इसको वैज्ञानिकों के साथ कृषि विभाग भारत सरकार कृषि विभाग मध्य प्रदेश सरकार केबीके कृषि विज्ञान केंद्र मिलकर पूरा करेंगे ताकि इसी साल खरीफ की फसल में उत्पादन हम बढ़ा सकें.
At the event, development projects worth over 51 crore rupees were launched. Union Minister for Health J.P. Nadda launched the awareness initiative of FSSAI to stop obesity by eating safe and healthy food. It coincided with the World Food Safety Day celebration in Bengaluru today. The Union Minister emphasized that a healthy society alone can ensure a strong nation. He reiterated that for India to become Vikasit, our people should remain healthy. For this to happen, they should consume a balanced diet. Safe food nurtures the power of thinking, and that in turn improves productivity.
World Food Safety Day reminds us of having safe food, healthy food, and nutritious food. And we should have a balanced food diet. This is the foundation of good health and a thriving society. As we heard on the Prime Minister in one of the videos which was released today, that he said that for Viksit Bharat, we need a healthy India. And for healthy India, we need the right type of food which we eat.
The minister reminded the gathering about the call given by the Prime Minister to reduce oil consumption by 10%. He advised that the food we consume must be measured in calories. Only this awareness will keep us fit. He expressed concern over the increased use of ultra-processed food. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has filed a charge sheet against five accused, including a designated individual terrorist, Goldi Barar, in a case relating to bomb attacks at two clubs in Gurugram, Haryana in 2024. NIA has charged Canada-based Goldi Barar along with Sachin Thalian, Ankit, Bhavish and US-based Randeep Singh under various sections of the Bharati Nyaya Sanhita Arms Act, Explosive Substance Act and UAP Act. Barring Goldi Barar and Randeep Malik, all others have been arrested in the case. In Assam, the flood situation showed marginal improvement. However, over 430,000 people are still reeling under the deluge in 14 districts. There is no report of loss of any human life due to floods during the last 24 hours. About 1,200 villages and over 16,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state due to floods. Embankment breaches have been reported at 7 locations today. Indian athletes made a strong start at the Taiwan Open Athletics Championships 2025, clinching 4 gold medals on the opening day of the event. Pooja gave India its first gold by winning the women's 1500 meter. Abdullah Abubakar secured India's second gold in the men's triple jump, registering a leap of 16.21 meters on his third attempt. And that is the end of this news bulletin.